Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene. How are you doing, darling?
Hello, everybody.
Happy new show, new year.
You betcha. You betcha.
So, what do you have to say about the new year, darling?
I just have such a positive feeling about it. Well, we've had so much energy shift that I feel like that our ability to manifest the positive or the negative, it depends on us, will be accelerated. And so it's important for us to be very positive at all times.
I would agree with that most heartily, wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yep.
So in the people that have been coming to you, Charlene, what seems to be some of the greatest problems at the moment?
Well, most of them are dealing with, they have a great deal of concern about, obviously, about their finances, but a lot of them are doing a lot of clearing on their health issues that they have, because we're clearing a lot of things that are cell memory, and it doesn't seem to be clearing up for them. So then we have to go into past lives, and when God goes in and changes the past life, it's amazing how it's dropped, and they're not dealing with it. In fact, they don't have feelings associated with it. Like if they were feeling a great deal of anxiety or animosity towards somebody, that's even being resolved and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really prevalent lately.
That's good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, if they're still experiencing like high blood pressure or anxiety, or maybe they've got fibroids of some sort, then once we go into past lives and see if there's any issues that the cells are carrying from past life, a lot of them are being resolved almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then we go in again and go in, when I say we, I mean whoever their higher source is, and go in there and, explore it a little bit more and see what else is prevalent, and then it gets changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch.
Well, it has, and I think perhaps it might be a good idea to think about the next year coming up and the year that we are leaving and what it means from the spiritual hierarchy information that we have received. So you're talking about finances, and yes, I think that has been a big concern with people. Because I was just reading today that unemployment is 10%. I mean, that's a lot of people in the country who don't have a job and who are looking for one and having trouble finding it. So that causes a lot of anxiety. A lot of
I'm hearing those that are saying that they've taken a different path too, and it seems to be serving them better to look at there's some alternative from what I've been doing. Maybe there's something that will bring me more joy and happiness.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because we have spoken to people on this particular radio show where we've encouraged them to think outside of the box. In other words, doing things another way, being self-employed, because waiting for corporate America to hire them can be difficult at this point. And so, this has caused people to find their passion, so to speak. There are a lot of people sitting at jobs and they're not happy. And if you have been in that situation and you've lost a job, it is a good idea to think of new opportunities, skills that you have. While we're talking about that, Charlene, I recall, I probably have spoken about this before. There was a woman that I admire. Her husband had died, and she had very little left to search through to find employment. He didn't leave her with much life insurance, and she hadn't been working, felt like she didn't have skills. And so this is the part of her journey that I think everyone out there who is looking for a job might consider. She sat down and she made a list of all of her skills, all of the things that she might be able to do to earn money. And the only thing that she could think of, Charlene, was, I know how to drive a car.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And I love this story because after thinking about it and meditating on it, she decided to buy an antique vehicle, an older Rolls Royce. She had money for it. It didn't cost a lot of money. And actually, she had used her husband's life insurance proceeds to buy this. And it was amazing the kind of work that she found with this, taking high school students who was going to proms, you know, taking them to their prom and parties afterwards, taking businessmen at corporations back and forth to airports and so forth, and she made a living doing this. And so here was a woman who had no experience and who said all she could do was drive. So I throw that out to people to start thinking outside of the box, so to speak. We've gotten so caught up into working for a corporation, and where for some people that opportunity has dried up for them. So it is important to start looking in other areas. And actually, you might even find your passion by doing this. So give us a call, my friend. You might have something to add to this, or you might have a question for Charlene or myself. And the number here is 888-815-9756. Give us a call. We are here for 2 hours, actually, and willing to answer your questions. So we've had a year of challenges, and I've been sitting reading some of the reports, or shall we say channelings, from people who are talking about the next year, and a lot of dire things are coming up, you know, earth changes, unemployment, finances, and so forth. And so what I want to do today as we discuss this is dwell on some of the positive things that is not only coming in at this moment, will be here very intensely next year, and what you can do in a positive frame of mind, because I do think we need to dwell on that. Also, something that we must think of, and it does bring in quantum physics to a certain extent, but what the mind fashions, what the heart believes, brings particles in our three-dimensional world that forms events in our lives. And I think it's something that we really need to think about. And you talk about this all the time also, Charlene, that what we think, what we say, what we feel has a vibration to it, that like attracts like, and it brings these things into our lives. And so hopefully there are some people out there who can call in and contribute along these lines. And there is an event, or was an event, that happened here in our country, and we all know about it, the bombing that occurred at the Twin Towers in New York several years ago. And I want not to think of the doom and gloom, but think of some of the stories that you heard about people's lives. And I remember them so well. People who were supposed to be there that day and for one reason or another wasn't. I heard of some stories, for instance, where people were detained because they had to take a child to school because they missed the bus. I heard, and there were a lot of stories like that, people who were supposed to be there, so to say, and just were not when that building was destroyed. There were other people, I remember hearing the stories where it was their first day of work. They had never been in that building before that fateful day. And so what do we make of this? Well, our soul has contracts that we have made, which, by the way, we can change them. And we, as I said, what we think, feel, and believe enters into our lives. And so I want you to talk about that a little bit also, Charlene. I know you've had some experiences with the people that you work with healing, and you know what I'm referring to. You want to add something to that?
You mean
what you think, your awareness, your sphere of understanding, you think, believe, comes into your life. And I thought perhaps you might want to share something about this.
Well, I think that if you really evaluate what you say after you say it, and then look at how it processes the energy, is there that you put the energy out. And then later on you're going, oh, I wonder why that happened to me. Then you look at it, did I say something that created that maybe a few days ago, and now I'm experiencing it? If you start looking at it and understanding, how did I create my circumstances that I'm in? Now, not all of your circumstances are just created by you yourself, but our job is to make it so that if there is somebody that is negative within your in your life, that they don't use you as that buffer for them, because they don't see that you won't take it on anymore. Because that energy has been shifted in yourself, that you don't accept that kind of behavior from somebody anymore. And that changes it too. But there's a lot of things, like I was just talking to somebody just this morning, and that was, I said, be very, very aware that the things you think, and when you're looking at somebody, that it's a positive rather than a negative. We've become so adjusted to looking at the negative and judging and then criticizing that individual. But that usually is because our self-esteem is so low that we diminish somebody else's energy by what we're thinking about them. So she said, asked me about that, and I said, well, when you look at them, then think of something positive about them. If it's you like the color of their hair or the color of their eyes, or maybe they've done something that's very positive and you think of that incident, because then you're not projecting negative onto them, because your energy could be that. And if you come up with something that you're starting to be very critical in your mind about something, you can say, stop it. I choose not to create that in my life. You stop that negative energy and turn it to a positive. I choose to live in joy. I choose to be happy. Whatever you want to create in your life, turn it around. Don't stay within it. Because you create, right now, I'm watching as the energy is such in our universe that it's coming back pretty rapidly to us. I mean, I catch myself all of a sudden, and then I'm going, wait a minute, I remember you put that in a few days ago, Charlene. Now you're living it, because I'm finding that we're projecting and it's coming back to us quite rapidly. Is that what you're seeing too? I have to be so careful about what I think and what you're verbalizing.
Well, I do believe that's true. Someone that I know did an interesting practice. They took a rubber band and put it around their wrist.
Yeah.
And every time they thought of something that was negative, either about themselves or someone else or an event in their life, they would just take that rubber band and kind of pull it a little bit to snap on their wrist. And that does a couple things. First of all, it lets you know in a very real way how many times during the day that you might say, do, think, or be aware of things that are not positive. And also at that moment, you intend to change that. I think what happens sometimes is we don't always realize how negative we are.
I think that's it. Yeah, until you become, get to the point where you say, you know, I choose to have more of a positive energy field, and then become aware of it and practice it. It's really interesting how addicted, that's what you're saying, how addicted we become to negative thoughts rather than positive thoughts.
And habit is an interesting thing, too. Regardless of what the habit is, whether it's happy thoughts or thoughts that are unhappy, we don't realize sometimes that we're repeating these patterns.
Yeah, because it's what we create in the energy field is exactly what our life are. And it's,
exactly.
It takes a lot of responsibility on our part to say, I am responsible for this, but I also choose to change it and then do something about it.
Right. Also, something else I want to touch on before we talk about the new year. I want to touch on a little bit about the energies that have been coming into this planet and how difficult it has been for our bodies at times to
right.
be able to assimilate all of this energy. And on our website, www.the2012countdown.com, we have a lot of information about the new moon or the full moon each month and the new energies that come in. And what we have learned from that and from the conference calls with the masters is that each month during the full moon, new energies come that have been increasing in their intensity. And this has been difficult for us to negotiate sometimes and to understand that it's nothing wrong with our bodies physically, but we are working with new vibrations, and it is something that is accumulating each month, and we need to be kind to ourselves, to rest, to drink water, and understand that it is something that is just temporary.
You mean the new energy?
Well, this feeling of discomfort in the physical body.
Oh, the discomfort.
That it's a temporary
okay.
thing, and it's not a problem with the health.
Okay.
We have a caller, okay. and your name, caller?
Rosemary.
I just love it, Rosemary.
I mean,
you know what it is. You want to be number one, darling.
I mean,
and
I was just about
that is that, don't you?
I love life.
I know you love life. And we love you.
Thank you. I need it. Anyway,
what do you mean you need it?
I'm just teasing. I was about to ask how to weather these energies, because when that second blue, you know, the blue moon came in,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just like holding on to the edge of the prayer mat and saying, God, help. And I'm wondering how to do
it. You did a good job. You asked for help.
Oh, absolutely. It's my favorite word.
You said, I asked for help, and that's what you did. You asked all of the divine intervention that comes into your ask life, and you say, help me, you know, let me be in a good space.
No,
So tell me, what are you feeling? What have you been working through? What's happening for you?
You opened up wonderful doors for me when you said, did you remember to forgive yourself? And I said, oh, thank you. And it's, which I did immediately afterwards. And
yeah.
It's just the physical part of this that seems to be a little more difficult than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And there are times of extreme tiredness. There
yes.
are times when I would like to do more and work out more and just be more stronger, physically have the stamina, and I'm not there yet.
I suspect that is probably true of a lot of people, and I hear Mother Mary saying to you, be kind to yourself.
Okay.
let's back up a little bit. Since August, and the masters have been talking about this at our conference calls. August, there was an arrangement in the sky, a solar cross, and mm-hmm. they explained that when we have a solar cross, that those 90-degree angles are very intense, that a lot of people understand astrology. They look at astrology, but they don't put they don't connect that with sacred geometry. And all of that is connected. And so when we have a solar cross come in, those 90-degree angles intensify everything quite dramatically. So from that month of August, and if we look at each month after that, the different intensities that have come in and the energies that they have brought, it has been building up quite dramatically. And there is a little safety valve in our body in the sense that when we are not able to integrate all of the new energies, part of it is retained in another aspect of ourselves that we can integrate it slowly later. So there are some things that help us. But being tired, what we need to do when we're tired, it's a message from the body to relax. So when you are very tired, Rosemary, what do? You push on and say, oh, I've got this, and this to do. I'm going to do it?
No. I have finally learned to go to God in grace and prayer and say, help. If you want me to rest while this is being integrated, of course I will do that. And, you know, there was always a lively dislike of being in any way slothful or lazy, because that's not just who I am at all.
Right.
And
how about water? Do you find that you drink a lot of water during these times?
Yes. I will drink, I'll usually make green tea, which is full of mm-hmm. antioxidants, and I
right.
will drink up to a gallon of water a day, at least 4 quarts.
Well, you're certainly doing the right thing there.
Mm-hmm. There's enormous pain in my hands to the point where I can look at it and I can just tell my consciousness, enough, we're going to rise above it and let it flow through. But I
now
don't
find that interesting, the pains in your hand. What are you attributing to that, Rosemary? Where do you think the pain in the hand is coming from?
Probably an acidic condition in the body due to change and growth and the
lymph system. You said the word
system.
Probably. Let's stop for a moment. You know how to go inside of the body. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do? Follow your breath or your beating heart?
I will follow my breath, and it will lead me to my heart always. And
okay, so take a couple deep breaths. Just relax. And when you follow the breath, coming in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, as you know, we've talked about this before, but I'm repeating this so people who are listening for the first time understand, your awareness, your consciousness, when you become conscious of a body part like this, your awareness goes there along with it. And
mm-hmm.
when your awareness goes to that body part, it is a subtle thing, but you simply move inside that energy field, inside the subtle body. And it's a very subtle thing, and if you do this, I'm sure you can feel that, Rosemary, because you do work
mm-hmm.
with energy, and you know that, and you can feel that subtle change, and your awareness now is inside the body. You feel it?
Yeah.
Now,
I'm in my hands.
Your hands, that question. What is it? What sign? What are you to understand from that? You don't have to say it out loud, but let me know when you get the answer.
Oh. Thought I was done with that. Letting go of grief.
Mm. Letting go of grief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this for you so much, Rosemary, but for other people who are listening. The body has consciousness, as you know, and the mind has consciousness, your thought has consciousness, and you can access the consciousness of your body, and the body never lies. And so can you relate with that, Rosemary?
Yes.
Can you relate to that message?
No, yeah.
Was that a yes or a no?
Yes.
So do you know the grief that you're supposed to release?
Again, another layer of self-judgment. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
You know, you're so beautiful. How in the world can you even judge yourself like that? You know you're perfect.
I'm perfectly evolving is what I am.
I'm talking to that perfect one. You know you're perfect. It's just your mind gets in the way and keeps saying, oh, but suppose I'm not.
Oh, well, I may get there someday, but it may take me a long journey through the galaxy to get there.
Oh, you're there. You're so intuitive. You're so with it. How in the world can you ever say that?
Well, so then you stop and you say, I forgive myself, even though I feel this way.
Yes.
Ah.
I forgive myself, even though I feel this way. And
thank
then let
you.
It go.
Of
with
course.
Forgiveness. That you even feel that way.
Yes.
Because you're perfect at this very moment, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, then
absolutely.
You just forgive yourself.
In abundance of grace, I am.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've talked with several other very lovely individuals, and they said, you know, we've carried grief from the fall of Atlantis.
That's
and
true.
And we just need to let it go. The judgment was that if we were better, stronger, brighter, if we'd held more light, we could have prevented the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it was part of man's kind creation and advancement, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And we didn't see that at that time.
No, it was part of our ability to learn to see things differently.
Yes, from both sides, even from density.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So if all of us would do that more often, to say, I forgive myself, even though I feel this way.
I will continue to do that, because that's important to me. It's like,
well, see, what it does is it releases the energy out of your hands that you're holding on to.
Yes.
And then you take your hand and move it out all the way and say, I forgive myself even though I feel this way.
Wow. I think.
Ooh.
Good.
Now do it right now. Let's see what happens with your hand.
I forgive
myself. Well, I'm asking you, Rosemary. You've done it now. What about your hands?
Right. What do they feel like?
Lighter, less painful, and I may do this a couple more times today, too.
Yeah,
good idea, but now I want you to do the same thing again. Go inside of the body, just like you did earlier. And ask the body, ask your hands, is that what you need to do to release this energy, to release, in a sense, it's being very critical of yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so
is
that enough to release that energy? Ask the hands, is that enough? Or do you need to do more?
More. The information I'm getting is that for all the times I went to heal someone and I failed, and yet the knowledge is that it was their free will not to be healed.
Right.
Oh, I'm crying.
You know, we all judge ourselves as failing on some level. And we don't always think of that in this dimension, it's not failing or succeeding, but rather the journey that we're on and what we learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask you, my darling, what have you, and you don't have to say this out loud, ask yourself, what have you learned on this journey from Atlantis to now? You as a soul, what have you learned? You don't have to answer it, but contemplate that a little bit. And maybe you won't think in terms of failing or succeeding. What did you learn?
Wow.
I will answer some of that. You've called into this show quite a few times. You've spoken to us. You're this beautiful soul that you are. And all I can say is you've learned quite a bit because I hear it in what you say. I hear it in how you act and how you relate to life and other people. Your journey has been very enlightening.
Yes.
And that's the real issue here, if there's such a thing as an issue. That's what it's all about. What did you learn? And my golly, you have learned so much and have taught so many other people, and you have great wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't think in terms of failure for yourself because you haven't failed.
Yeah. The journey.
Think you can look at this. Think you can look at yourself along those lines?
Yes. I love you both, and whenever my perspective needs a little bit more tweaking, as St. Paul said, I see through a glass darkly.
You need a tweak, you call us, huh?
Yes, I do, dear, and I'm so grateful for that.
You know, it's hard to... We don't have many friends that we can call for a tweak, do we?
No. That's the hard part for so many of us that are healers. We're supposed to know, but we don't. We go to another healer
know.
And we simply say, what's your perception? Let me take this within my heart. Let me arrive at a better choice, better change, and the course of my life may it be straighter because of this. And that's what this is about. But when you're under that particular challenge, you can't always see it.
It's true.
Yeah. So
that's
it's,
why
we don't always see it. Yeah, and there are times when other people give us that perspective.
Right.
Yeah, but you're supposed to know. No, I don't know. Just tried. And,
well, in essence, my darling, you really do know. I think the issue here is that we forget, and we come into this lifetime without the memories of the things that we have learned.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to remember all of that is something that we don't always have, our memory of it.
And I kept more memories than most. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like, for me, to do without that connection to Source would be unfathomable. It just could not ever happen in my reality. And maybe that's
part of the journey to... Say that again.
That connection, even the concept that the connection to Source could be broken is somehow unfathomable. You just can't do that. I mean... And that's what I've learned, is that I am always connected to Source. There is never an exception to being connected to Source. And I have never done without the love of God in my life.
Hmm. Well.
And I think I put some pretty hard tests on me during my sojourn back to grace before that was firmly established in my consciousness.
Have you gone to the website at the 2012 countdown? And now that would be the Metatron Minutes. Go to the MetatronMinutes.com website and
mm-hmm.
download the HARA, H-A-R-A protocol.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we did in Atlantis, my darling. That is
wow.
how we connected to all there is. Go there. it's an example of me working with someone, and you can connect with all there is by using that.
I will do that and furthermore put more forgiveness for myself within all my prayers. You know, most of us want all of our, you know, I'm going to put it this way in a gentle way. I've talked to so many who say, "Dear God, can I please have all of my powers, talents, and abilities back and the full usefulness of them back, please, so that I may serve with greater effectiveness and greater joy?" And that's what so many of us are praying almost constantly.
But do you specify the time frame?
Yeah. Okay. Just a minute.
You know how to get there, right?
I didn't quite hear what you were saying.
I said specify the time. See, the end
like
now.
Now.
You're doing it genetically, and you just want to say, "I choose to have it now, this date, January the 2nd, 2010.
Okay.
Okay? Be very precise, because the energy out there can't read what you want. The want means future. If you say, "I want," then that can be any time. And on a subconscious level, the subconscious doesn't know what you ask for. So specify the time and the date.
Time and date and ability.
Be very precise.
Okay. I will be
precise.
Because
then the universe is more in tune with what your choice is to create in your life. I choose it now. And then do the date and the time that you're making that request.
I mean, whatever I've needed, you know, let me put it this way, okay?
Uh-huh.
I know that if I absolutely need something to survive, it will be there without question.
Well, that's because you're supposed to stay.
Yeah. And people look at me and say, "Well, all these miracles happen because I've requested them, but I would like to have all of these abilities here, now, 2010, January 2nd.
And the time?
And the time, 6 o'clock, please.
Okay.
Of course, there's something else to this, too, Rosemary, is we will remember this automatically as we remember. We knew these things in Atlantis. Atlantis consciousness fell, and we forgot. Memory was taken from us, and with memory comes ability. And so as we start to remember our past, where we've been, who we are, the abilities come back too. So that's the second way that it works.
Cool.
It is.
Thank
very
you.
Cool. Anyway, my darling, do the Hara protocol, and then you let me know what it did for you. Listen to that.
I will do that.
MetatronMinutes.com. You will be so impressed that you can do that again, because we did that in Atlantis.
Wow.
We did it just like that.
Cool beanies. Thank you. Have a glorious afternoon, and thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
too,
Rosemary.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I'll go for that word, glorious. Glorious is a wonderful word.
Are you there?
You there? Yeah, it seemed like we were disconnected, but we weren't.
Oh, okay.
So what we were talking about is each month, from the month of August, the new energies with each full moon have become more intensified. And each month there was a different kind of energy bringing in focus. For instance, one month the divine feminine energies came in. I was just looking here on the website to see where these monthly channelings are, and I can't find it at the moment, but when I do, I will let you know, because each month I would like for you to listen to these energies, you know, discussing the energies that have happened each month. So if you have some others who out there who are listening and would like to call in with your questions, 888-815-9756. While we have a lull, Charlene, would you give your phone number, please?
Okay, 801-944-9346.
And you
that
like for people
time.
To wake you up. I was going to say that. You like for people to wake you up in the middle of the night, don't you?
Yeah. Mountain Standard Time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yep. Since people can't read your mind where you're at. So
indeed.
Yeah. So do your radio phone number again, though.
Sure. 888-815-9756. And I have quite a few websites, my friends. We were talking about the 2012countdown.com. There's a tremendous amount of information there about that particular time. And also www.metatronminutes.com. There's a free newsletter there. We have soul healing readings with Lord Metatron. We have some other websites too, but I'll just talk about those two at the moment. So, what is in the forefront for this new year coming up? Well, one of the things that we talked about is that your consciousness does draw from the universe things that are along a similar thought. So it might be a good time to take an inventory of how you think, how you communicate with people, what's your attitude and perspective. That's what is so hard, is attitudes. Sometimes it's really hard figuring out what kind of attitude we have. Isn't it, Charlene?
Yes, yes. And I think making a list right now of what your choice to create in your life is really important, not because we do that at the first year. It's just a ongoing thing. And as you evolve into the higher self, you'll find that your beliefs about what you want to achieve changes, because your perceptions start to change about those things around you. But a lot of things are changing. We see it as a negative out there, but if you recognize the fact that the things that are happening right now is to make room for the positive that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you're seeing is happening? Like you were saying about people's employment. You know,
well, absolutely. We really are in control of our lives, even though sometimes we think that we're not. But attitude is very important. Lists are very important, more so than what I think we realize. There was a time in my life when I went through a divorce, and I suspect there's a lot of people out there that can identify with that. It's a very difficult time. You might even say devastating for some of us. And at that point in time, I decided to sit down. I figured, here's a moment when I've got free time. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to be confined. I can free up who I am. And I sat down and I made a list. I decided to make a list of 10 things that I always wanted to do but couldn't do because I was married. Something I had never done, and I had a list of 10, and I worked on that, and it was fascinating what it did for me, because some might be considered frivolous. Other things were experiences that really helped to open up my awareness to other people, other places, and I took the perspective that you really can do anything that you want to do. Just find a way to do it. And even with finances, there's always a way to find things to do that's inexpensive. But having a list, clicking them off, it gives you great power, because you can see on a piece of paper what you've accomplished. And I think that's very important because so many times we don't feel like we have accomplished enough. And that's the wonderful thing about diaries. It's the wonderful thing about making a list. You actually see on a piece of paper the journey that you are walking and what you have accomplished. It's a good thing.
It also gives you an opportunity to see it in the other dimension, and that is with your eyes. You know, you're seeing it with your eyes. You're not just using your mind to do it. You're using your eyes to see what you've put down. And if you've got a picture, and if you're a very dominant right brain individual, seeing it with your eyes with maybe a picture of a car that you're in need of better transportation, or maybe you need to put a picture of your finances, maybe a picture of money or something. You'd be amazed how much faster things transpire when you're using all of your senses. So pointing that out is excellent.
Well,
people do collages, and it's amazing. I have more people call and say, I'm doing another collage that's have assessment. Because everybody's collages end up becoming a fact.
I think there's a lot of truth to that, Charlene. We have focus and intent are two very important things to manifest what you want in your life. Focus and intent. Matter of fact, I would like to offer a suggestion to those who are out there listening to this. This is a new year. What do you want in this new year? For today, take one thing, one challenge. What do you want to see manifest in your life this next year? Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper, maybe a cocktail table, someplace where you will see it frequently. And think about it. Think about manifesting that in your life. Focus on it. See it very clearly, all of the details. If it's a new job, if it's calling a partner into your life. See as many details of that as possible. It's like on a screen within your mind, and you're painting a picture, and you're filling in every little detail, and you're doing it with love. You feel this energy of love around it. And then think of the joy that you will feel, the blessings, the gratitude when this event that you're painting in your picture's mind comes into your reality. Feel it, see it, sense it, embrace it. Feel that gratitude and then release it into the universe. As if you were releasing a balloon. It goes out into the universe, and know that your intent, your focus, will bring that picture, those details, back to you in your life. That is how we create. That is how we manifest. At least that is one very important tool. The focus, the intent, the gratitude, the love. And know also that it will be done, because this is the way the universe operates. And you stay with that. You stay with that picture, with that focus, with that joy of receiving it until it is actualized, until it comes to you. And then take the next thing in your life that you wish to manifest, knowing that when you do this, it will come to pass. Give us a call, 888-815-9756. What do you want for yourself, for your loved ones in this new year? Because the energy to create and to manifest is right here with you. The energy that is coming to us from all there is in the center of the cosmos is available now. It is available now. That is what is so incredibly beautiful about all of this, is the energies are here. The energies are supporting us. It is one of the reasons why we've had so much of a challenge integrating these new energies, because they are so powerful. They're strong. They have come directly to us from the center of the cosmos without being redirected into other areas and come to us indirectly. We have a direct shot between God in the center of the cosmos and us, and it is because of the Eye of Isis, that energy that moves around in the cosmos, that makes a turn to every part of the cosmos, and it is our time now. It is our time, our part in the sun, so to speak. It is our time to be in the light and love of our Creator who lives in the center of the cosmos. It's our time. Open up and receive it. It's all there. Well, my friends, we have a rather quiet day today. Is it that everyone is out there listening, or is it that those who are listening have no, shall we say, desires for this next year coming up? Do you have everything? Do you have everything you need? Maybe that's what it is. My friends have everything they need. They're not working on anything. Is that what it is?
You know, it's kind of some of the things that you can even work on that we haven't sort of touched on, and that is, like we were saying, relationships. I've seen so many relationships between the individual and maybe their parent relationship that has been very, very negative, or not being feeling accepted or valued by a parent or parents. And I've seen that many, many times turned around so that they do have a positive relationship. But we had to see what was really being projected from a subconscious level that was taught them, and it became their belief system about how the parent felt about them while they were growing up. It's twofold. And when we change the energy with that, then you end up with a more positive relationship between yourself and maybe your parent, or maybe between you and your spouse, or between you and maybe your siblings, because that can all be changed. There isn't anything that God will not change for you. I think that's the whole thing, is we look at this universe and the beauty of it, of this world that we live in, and you look at it, and our things, issues that we're dealing with are really kind of minor in comparison to the beauty that's been created for us. And you have to know that the Creator will change anything that you choose to have redirected in a more positive way.
That's so true. And what I have found in doing Akashic readings or working with people with our Metatron soul healings is that what has happened for a lot of individuals right now is these people in our lives, we have come back to heal relationships from the past. Yes. And it makes it a lot easier for people to understand that they volunteered to come back and help heal people. Not only did they do it, but others were doing it for us. And sometimes it doesn't, they forget what they chose to do before they came into this world, and things become more difficult. But on the other hand, once somebody realizes that this is from the past and it is there to heal, it makes a big difference. So think about
well, to know that it can
life.
Be done. That's I think that's the thing that we need to be aware of. It can, it will be done. Once you become aware of it and want the change, it can be done.
Indeed.
You know, it becomes a fact. I've seen a lot of changes in relationships.
Well, and let's talk about relationships for a moment. I think the fact that we have a new year, we have new energies, we're going to find that our relationships are going to change. There's going to be, because first of all, our vibrations are changing. And so there are going to be new people coming into our lives who match our vibrations. As we have grown this past year and our vibrations have risen, have become higher, we're going to find other people coming into our lives whose vibrations will match that. And so if you've been working on your spirituality and your vibrations increase, there'll be people who will match that vibration, and they will come into our lives. On the other hand, there are going to be people who have moved away from us because maybe we have grown and they haven't. And so we're going to have changes in our lives. Some of them are going to be very difficult because people who we loved are going to be walking out of our lives, and there will be new people coming into our lives. So be prepared for that. I know I've seen people come in and out of my life this last year, and it's happening now. Understand that this is going to be normal. You haven't done anything wrong. You're just walking your path. Charlene, have you seen people who are coming to you that there's been a lot of shifts in individuals in their lives?
Yes, very much so. Because people are even within the family, it's different because your perception has changed, and you can either change it if they choose it, or sometimes the relationship just absolutely fades away, like you were saying.
Yes.
But it takes both people wanting the necessary change to make it positive, but you can't wait for somebody else because you're only responsible for your own issues only.
True.
You're only responsible. But there's a lot of us out there. I've been there. It's like I'm responsible for everybody. Instead of stepping back and say I'm responsible for my own issues only and allow them the responsibility for their issues and let them reach for God's help in solving those issues. That they have. And that isn't always easy, especially if you're, I say it's always a little bit more difficult when you've raised your family with the responsibility to make sure your children are okay. And then all of a sudden you've got to start letting go.
Well, that's very true. And some of these issues have been with our children where our children are either coming closer to us or moving away, and that's difficult for mothers, I think.
I find it hard. I found it really a real challenge, and seeing what I can do to make it right, and then step back and allow them the opportunity to make it right in their life.
And yeah, it's hard stepping back and allowing, isn't it?
Yes, 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 uh-huh. That's what I was saying to Rosemary, and step back and say, I love myself even though I feel this way. I might feel that rejection from a child or from a sibling. And step back and send them your love and God's love and know that it can be resolved if they choose it, but allow them the free agency to choose it when they desire it without being critical or judgmental of them in a harsh way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's part of the energy. We're learning how to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't always find it an easy journey. Let's put it that way.
Experience is not always easy.
No, I can't say, oh, yeah, it's just easy, blah, blah, blah. It isn't. Because
mm-hmm.
I've had to do the same thing, you know. I've had to look at it and say, well, this relationship right now isn't working. How do I step back and give them love in spite of the fact that it's not working right now? And give them love.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, without going into my feelings and saying, you know, I'm not going to speak to them anymore, and you know how we all get, blah, 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 and I go into it too. So I have to just really, really work at it. I know the principles, but I don't always use them correctly. Let's put it that way. But at least we're
hard work,
more,
isn't it?
I think becoming more aware of what really does work, if we can work within that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't come from, you know, I can have somebody I'm working with and we'll set goal for them or do some change within maybe something physically they're dealing with, and maybe it'll change immediately. And then other mm-hmm. times it takes a little longer and we have to go back in. When I say when we, I'm talking about the higher source. It's kind of like a triangle. There's three of us, you know, and I'm the facilitator for them and their higher source, and go in and reevaluate mm-hmm. exactly what we haven't really achieved maybe the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually eventually does get resolved. And then if you don't have a feeling like you were talking about when you had such a difficult time during that transition of having a divorce, a lot of people experience that in relationships of staying within integrity and not going into animosity and resentment, but seeing it for what it's to teach us and to learn from.
Talk about that a little bit, staying in your integrity, because I think it's so important.
Okay. I find that one of the things that we feel like we're justified in our feelings towards that individual, if we've gotten a divorce or we're having a bad time with a boss or a sibling or one of the children, that staying within our integrity and not going into a negative, but honoring them as being part of the higher, well, I look at with mine, it's like I'm the essence of God. And I have to stay within that framework. And that means I stay within integrity. There's sometimes I would like to do something that just, like, lashes out and just get even, you know? And
mm-hmm.
that comes in sometimes, boy, what could I do? But I know that's not within my integrity. Because
well,
then I created a negative on myself. If I did
well,
that.
That's one definition of integrity, and I think it's an important definition of integrity, and I think there's another definition of integrity also, and that is to live according to your beliefs and not live according to someone else's beliefs.
Right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, because there are people who place judgments upon us, and I know that this happens sometimes. People judge us. They expect us to live in a certain way, and we try to accommodate them or appease them, and we live in a way that is not really us. We're not happy. And I think living within your own integrity is very important for your future happiness and your present happiness.
Maybe what we're saying is honor who you are.
Yes.
And then living within that honor of yourself. And
you know, it's sometimes difficult to know who you are.
I think so, too. But as we process, like you were saying, as we're processing here, we become more aware of who we really are.
Yes.
And you were saying when you moved out of divorce, you could finally say, what is it that I really choose within myself, that I want the goals for, to achieve within myself? Not
mm-hmm.
because somebody else is putting a negative if you didn't perform in a certain way. So you did it because it brought peace or harmony or, you know, made the other person feel better because you're working within their framework. But you were finally able to set goals for yourself.
And in along with that, Charlene, I agree with what you say. There's something else, too. The body never lies. And if you pay attention to what's happening with your body, that is a good yardstick. In other words, are you happy with the events in your life at the moment? Or do you feel unhappiness? Do you feel stress? Do you feel uncomfortable when you react in a certain way? Does someone make you angry, or you feel anger towards someone? Are they doing something, or are you doing something? You know, to think about these things, how the body feels, how the emotions feel, I think is very important.
I think that's why the metaphysical is so important, because the body starts manifesting, like you said, the body doesn't lie. It starts manifesting the energy and where it's at. That's
mm-hmm.
what you were doing with working with Rosemary with her hands. You know, what are your hands telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the energy that's in them, what are they telling you? What is it that's in your energy field that's not conducive to having the cells that have perfect memory of what the God intelligence is to operate at the higher God frequency? So obviously we look at it and we say, okay, what is it that I need to resolve? I mean, during the last, oh, probably month and a half, I ended up getting sick, and everybody was saying, oh, that's too bad, you're so sick. And I go, yes, but you know, there's something I'm needing to learn. What is it that I'm needing to release? And then I asked God, what is this teaching me? What is it that I need to know? What is it that I'm hanging on to that I need to release? And boy, I got flooded with a bunch, I'll tell you. Because once I ask, he usually will give it to me. And there was a lot of things that I needed to get resolved that I was hanging on to, because it got my attention. My body got my attention. And then also he said, besides, you would never sit down to work it out. You don't sit down long enough to work it out. He's right. So sometimes it gives you an opportunity to release a negative that's going on in your life and then get it resolved. So that was
well,
a very
of course,
positive
I'm agreeing
for me.
With everything that you are saying, Charlene, but sometimes people are, there's a comfort zone, and people hesitate to make change in their lives. And I think it's important to recognize that, too. Are you willing to take the necessary steps to find happiness?
A true happiness.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happiness
right.
where you are pleased. And you're not always trying to please someone else, but what makes you happy?
I think that's a big one when you said what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's many people out there that, well, it's been like you and myself, and that is we've always had the mindset that we should make everybody else first.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes along the line you might be able to create in your life what your choice is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been raised that that's the way it's supposed to be. There's a fine line between selfishness and self-centeredness and doing it because it serves your spiritual development.
Mm-hmm. And so much, we can also do things because our parents did it that way.
Yeah, it's our learned behavior pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of that. I think everybody does.
Yeah. Give us a call, folks. Our phone number here is 888-815-9756. We're more than halfway through the show, and I know you enjoy listening to us because we do have a lot of interesting things that we're talking about. But the show's going to be over before you know it. And if you have a question, you will not have an opportunity to get an answer if you don't pick up the phone and call and ask. Charlene
well, the
is
other
here.
Thing, yeah. The other thing is, what is it do you want changed? What do you feel like you'd like to recreate in your life because it's not working for you right now? And let us help you with it.
You know, that is so true. People talk about things that are not working for us or for them, and they're not always willing to make the change or to sit and figure it out and work towards making their lives happier.
I think the finances not everybody. Let's face it, not everybody's facing the financial crisis right now. There's some that are and there's some that aren't. There's some that are, you know, in the process of maybe losing their home or having to refinance it or, you know, just different things that are going on in people's lives. And it's such a traumatic and traumatic time right now for them. But you can also change the energy to make it so that you can accept what's going on with more peace and harmony within yourself. You can do that.
It's really difficult when you're going through such really great challenges, especially if you have family members like children that you want to protect or spouses that you want to protect. It's very difficult for people.
But it can be changed. I
Indeed,
see somebody going through a very difficult time, but at this particular time, there's a sense of peace within him that everything's going to be okay, even in spite of what's going on. It's
mm-hmm.
what he feels inside now. That he does, he is. See, most of us have the assumption that we're working through all this by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand that our higher source is right in there working side by side with us because if you fail, God fails. You're his essence.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see it like that. I didn't. I had to be taught that when I'm successful, then God's successful because I'm his essence. When I'm joyful, then they feel my joy. Because we're not separate, like you said before. We're not one in all by ourselves. We're not an island unto ourselves. We are one with all. It depends
on
what you're...
Yeah, I'm finished. Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we are one with all. Not only are we one with all that is, or the Creator, but we're one with each other.
That's so true. I'd like to add another thread to this conversation and change the focus just a bit. We have just come through a Christmas season, and it has been a season of great change for many people. And individuals who are listening right now, if they have a Christmas story, something that brought great joy to them, or something that turned their life around into a new direction, maybe you saw an event where individuals showed great love or courage for one another. Call in, if you will. Tell me what you experienced during the Christmas holidays that was of great note, something that you would like to share with others. This is your opportunity. And if something has happened in your life that you really think is worthwhile, talking to other people about it and sharing it, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, and we would like for you to tell others about something that you have discovered, something that brought great joy into your life. And the reason I encourage people to do this is because we've had so many sad things come into our attention, into our awareness, challenges. I would like to hear some joyful things, something that makes the heart sing. Have you experienced something recently during this Christmas season that made your heart sing? So tell me something, Charlene, that if you can think of something that you have noticed, something that came into your awareness this last month that brought great joy to you.
Well, actually, I guess the thing that brought great joy to me was I heard from all of my family. And there was a lot of people that was reaching out mm-hmm. to help and to make me aware of how much that they appreciated the work that we had done together. And sometimes mm-hmm. I don't always hear back, you know, mm-hmm. What has happened in their life. And had more people that did that, and I just appreciated it so much. Because it makes you feel like the work you're doing, that many, many people are benefiting from it. And, of course, we're not only doing it for just ourselves, but we're doing it for our ancestors. I mean, we're doing cell memory from past lives and from our DNA, from our behavior pattern that we've learned within this from conception to present time. There's so much that is being resolved, and I had that happen with me this Christmas season. I'm telling you, it was such a joy to me. Mm-hmm. I slept over at my son's place with the family and got up the next morning, and they even had a Santa Claus stocking for me. Well, I haven't had a stocking for years. Mm-hmm. It just brought tears to my eyes that somebody would give me a stocking at Christmas. I mean, it's one of those, you think it's kind of a minor thing, but it really isn't, because it shows appreciation of the years that you put in as a mother doing those things for their kids, and then turn around and have one of your children do it for you. And for me, that was a joy, and I heard from all of my children, and my grandson came from Boise, and we didn't think he was going to make it because the airport was shut down because it was so cold here and they couldn't get in. And I just asked God to send out all the divine help that we could to get him here, and it opened up and he was able to arrive. And he just went back last night. So that to me was a lot of miracles that happened this Christmas season for me. It was like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. Just all Christmas season that happened for me. So, you know, I'm so grateful. Just so grateful for all the divine intervention that we get with all our, we have so many angels that are out there. I had a lady call me yesterday and she said, well, they just make so much noise. And I said to her, well, then give them an assignment. Then they won't have to keep saying, here I am. What do you want me to do to help you? I said, they can't interfere with your free agency. Give them some things to do. And then all of a sudden things start fitting into place. And you think, why? Well, it's because you got divine intervention. That's why. So I feel like that you're going to start seeing a lot of things happen in your life, and you're going to say, that is a miracle. That is a miracle. Because the energy that you're talking about is making it more conducive for us to see energy of miracles in our life. It's just a soul.
Well, that's so true, Charlene, but you mentioned a couple other words that I think are very operational. Gratitude, to give thanks, appreciation.
Yep.
Those are extremely important words because those are the things that define our life. How many times, like, you received a gift. Doesn't matter what gift it is, you received a gift and you were grateful for it. You felt appreciation. It's when a person feels gratitude and appreciation, it does something to them. It opens them up so they can even become more aware of good things that come into their lives. And it also affects other people. The people who gave you, the family members who gave you that stocking, when they felt your appreciation and your gratitude, the joy that it brought them because you acknowledged what they did for you, and it means so much to them. You know, we forget sometimes that how we perceive things really intensifies the deed or the action in our lives. So much of this is perception. You know, someone could have looked at that stock and like, oh, gee, I outgrew this a long time ago. And yet you looked at it like, oh, what a beautiful gift my children are doing for me, what I did for them. And it's all about perception, our awareness, our gratitude, our thanksgiving. And I have to say, I really do believe this, that the more gratitude that we feel, the more we can become aware of the blessings that we have received in our lives, it opens up the doorway to receive more because those around us want to give us more.
You know, you brought out a point one other show that we were on, and I think that's well taken what you said, and that is we need to sit down and make a gratitude list of things we're really grateful for. See,
yes.
There's so much. I mean, we've had a spell here, and all of you really have, because when we have it in the West 2 weeks, 2 days later, you're all being bombarded with what we had. But it was so bitter cold, and I was so grateful to be able to be in a home that was warm, and I was grateful to be able to have the money to pay for the facilities and for the gas and for the power. And electricity, right? Those are gifts. And like you said before, write a list of gratitude. Because there's an energy associated with that feelings of gratitude. And it opens the door for more to flow in. Rather than closing the door, you've opened the door for more blessings and miracles to come into your life.
Well, we've had some cold weather here, Charlene, and today was very cold and blustery. And it's been that way for the last couple of days. And I have automatic delivery from an oil company. My heat here is an oil-fired furnace. And instead of thinking about how much that delivery was going to cost,
yeah,
I thought about how blessed I was that in this cold weather I have a tank full of oil and a refrigerator with food in it. And so much of what we experience is our awareness at the moment. If you're not feeling joy, then it would be helpful to change your thinking.
You know, there's a advertisement on TV, and it, right now it's become what it is. But it's this lady talking to this baby, and the baby's just moving its mouth and grinning, and I thought, what a joy to have that sweet little one trying so hard to speak to her while she was, you know, talking to him and knowing that he was enjoying her so much. And I thought, how grateful that would be to have that relationship with that baby. Just a cutie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, it makes you smile every time you see the advertisement.
Yes.
There's a lot of things out there that bring us great joy. We become adjusted to having certain things and don't realize what it would be like if we didn't have them. I taught a class to a bunch of teenagers and their teachers a few years ago, and I said to them, I said, how many of you'd like to live in the olden days? Of course, everybody raises their hand because we think the olden days had to be the best. I said, well, I can see, you know, but I really love turning on my microwave. Or I like coming in the house and turning on the lights. Years ago, you didn't have that. And I just named several things, and I talked about the astronauts and the landing on the moon and how grateful they were for what they could look back and look at the Earth and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
by the time we got through with the class, man, I said, now, how many of you would like to live in the olden days? And there wasn't anybody raised their hand because they finally realized that the day and age we live in has so many valuable things that we can, doesn't matter what our circumstances are, you look at what you do have, not what you don't have. And that makes a difference with your feelings of gratitude.
I think that's very important. To look at what you have and be grateful for it and not look at what you don't have yearning for it.
Yeah, I think we spend a lot of energy on what we don't have, not what we do
mm-hmm.
have. And so like you said about making that list with her, I thought that was just a very appropriate thing
mm-hmm.
for us to do all the time. I know one fellow that's done very well in his life, and he writes a list. Oh, I think Covey. What's his first name? Covey. His first name isn't coming up. But he always talked about doing that
mm-hmm.
in his book. And what you do is you make a list of what your goals are and what you're grateful for, and then he would put it in his pocket, his shirt pocket,
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy went with him, and it became so.
Mm-hmm.
And I know another young man that's done that. He does it every night before he goes to bed. He makes his list for the next day. Then he has the energy already projected of what he's going to achieve for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very successful about doing it that way.
It's important.
So what did you have during your Christmas holiday that you can see it? Just a tremendous blessing that it's happened.
Well, I saw people come together and enjoy one another and have fun with each other who have been separated for a while, and it was a healing time, and that brought me great joy.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was kind of mine, too, was finally seeing my whole family finally gathered together in spite of their maybe differences, right,
mm-hmm.
during the year, and
right.
finally come together in spite of those differences and to make peace with it. Because not everybody's going to act the way you want. I remember Doug Cooper said, it's out of selfishness that we want other people to act the way we want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important for me to hear because I felt like it quite true. We want people to react to us and our circumstances and the way we think, and we want them to react to the way we want them to, not because they come from a different space. And he said it's out of selfishness. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
whoa, I needed to hear that. At the time I thought,
mm-hmm.
oh boy, did I need to hear that one.
Well, we have listeners out there. Give us a call. I'm sure people who are listening to us must have some goals for next year that they would like to talk about, or should have had some things that they saw over the Christmas holidays that brought them joy. And give us a call. Our phone number here is 888-815-9756. And share some of your thoughts. Share the joys that you have felt, things that you've been grateful for, maybe some special gift that you received that brought you joy. You know, I find this Christmas holiday a very special time spiritually. It just seems like the heavens open up and give us many blessings. I know I have found many blessings around this holiday season. And so give us a call. Let us know if you have had special blessings that you want to talk about. So what were some of the other things that people were talking to you about for healing, Charlene?
During their healing, during the healing. A lot of them are
What were people looking forward to heal?
Oh, to heal? Well, it isn't always, we would think probably the number one thing right now is on everybody's mind is the financial, but it really isn't. The number one thing that I find that a lot of people are really dealing with is trying to get having their physical body operate in the way that they would like it to be operating, so that it's not in stress or pain or suffering,
mm-hmm.
or seeing that within somebody that they care about. We've done a lot of work on that, and that is that the body, like you've been talking about, the body doesn't lie, and if you've got a lot of negative coming in, then you start picking up negative vibrational frequency within the body structure, and then it's being manifested in the physical body because the cells are very obedient to what you're putting in there. So it's done a really lot of work on the physical aspects of people, like having sinus problems, or they're dealing with problems with their body and their legs, or a lot of people are dealing with weight problems, you know, things like that are just a real detriment to our feelings of self-worth and happiness.
While we're talking about the physical, Charlene, I think also if we listen to our bodies are really asking us to change what we're eating, our eating habits.
Well, most of it is.
Have you noticed that?
Okay, there's somebody.
Yeah, I hear. And your name, caller?
Hi, I'm Sharon. How are you, ladies?
Did you say
today?
Karen? We're great, darling. Did you say Karen or Sharon?
Sharon.
Karen. Hi, Karen.
How are you?
We're wonderful.
Well, you wanted people to call in and tell a story about Christmas. One of my friends got married in front of the Christmas tree.
Aww.
That was so exciting.
That is sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was actually a surprise. her fiance had planned it all. He had the he had the officiant come out to her house, and they showed up together, and they just got married right there in front of the Christmas tree.
How romantic!
Yeah, I know. They are just such a sweet couple. So I was really thrilled for her.
You know, what you say brings up an interesting thought, Karen. This gentleman planned something so beautiful, and she went along with it and agreed with it and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people, how many, well, women or men, would have some objection. Oh, I'm not ready. My hair's not done quite right. I've got to think about packing. I've got to think about food.
I love the thought
that she just accepted this and went along with it and enjoyed it.
I know. And the picture, actually, they're in their jeans with sweatshirts. But I thought it was so beautiful.
Oh, that's so cute. They're in their jeans with sweatshirts.
I know.
Tell me, Karen, how many people were given joy because of that experience?
Oh, I know. That's what she said, too. Yeah.
A lot of people, right?
Right.
That's wonderful. Sweatshirts.
Yeah. And on New Year's Eve, I went to a burning bowl ceremony. Have you
tell
two
me
ever
about
done
that?
I'm sorry?
Tell me what is that, a burning bowl celebration?
Oh, I guess maybe it's like Native American.
Uh-huh.
But we sat in a circle, and you write out your... Well, actually, we went over the decade, the past decade of the things that we learned from, and wrote it down on a piece of paper, and then found the common theme in that decade, and put it on a piece of flash paper, and burnt it, because the flash paper doesn't leave any ashes. It just instantly burns. So,
isn't
and
that
then,
fascinating?
You know, yeah. Oh, it was so, so wonderful. You just feel so much lighter after that.
Mm.
And,
so what were some of the things that were put on it? On the paper?
Oh, well, it's kind of a sacred ceremony, so you're not supposed to stay once you release it.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to
so
bring it back
individual.
To you.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, anything negative that happened.
If you talk about it
after that ceremony, then you're bringing it back to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so, and then after that, we sat and planned our intentions for 2010. And then we had a little feast. A little mini feast.
And so how many people were there that did this? Was it a small group, a large group?
Yeah, it was. It was about 15 people.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was perfect size.
That is beautiful.
Oh, I know. It was such a great way to ring in the new year.
I gather these individuals knew one another?
No. Most of us didn't know. Yeah. It was actually conducted by a church. And so it's called Agape Global.
Uh-huh.
So it was really neat. A new experience for me.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it was really, really nice. So,
Did they do drumming at all or just that?
Oh, you know what? We didn't have a drum, but they played music, like kind of native music in the background.
Yeah, it's
a real interesting way to celebrate the new year, isn't it?
Oh,
to heal the old and bring in the new.
Right. Yeah, and look for patterns in your life, which I, you know, really hadn't really looked at that. So I definitely needed to.
I think that's good.
Glad you brought that topic up and that word in particular, Karen. You know, we've been talking about patterns without usually using that word. And it's a good word to think about because we do have patterns in our life that we're not aware of, and we keep repeating the same mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that would be me.
Well, that's everybody.
You know, I feel really good about this new year. I just feel like
Tell
it's going to be
I
really...
Tell us. I feel good about it. Tell us.
Well, I have some new projects that I'm working on, and I know that it's just really something that is needed. And I can't really talk about it right yet because I don't have it fully designed. But it's, I know it's really needed. So, and it's kind of a new way of thinking. And so once I get it designed, I'll let you know about it. Once I get it fully established.
But when did you start this project, this new project? When did you start it?
Well, I've had it in my mind for like 3 months. It's just been trying to put all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, on New Year's Eve, it all started fitting together. So I guess it was just that the timing was right.
Well, I asked that, Karen, because of the new energies that is coming in. That is a very powerful time for you to start a new project. And also, the fact that you had an idea and all of the pieces came in, because it was a very creative time of the month, actually of the year. So you started that as a wonderful time, and I think a great moment of potential success.
Yeah, that's what I do some divination and. Everything keeps coming up really positive, so I'm, you know.
So how do you do a divination?
Well, recently a friend of mine told me about I Ching.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I have been doing that, and I find that it really resonates with me.
So for people who don't know about I Ching, how would you explain it to them?
Well, I do mine online.
Okay. So you go to a site that is an I Ching site.
Right.
And how do you do it? I'm just saying this because I'm not trying to put you on the spot, just that we can share information with other people.
Oh, yeah. I totally understand. Because I didn't really know about it until recently.
Right.
But you enter in this question, what you would like an answer on, or you wouldn't like to know more about, and then you click these coins, and then you get a card, and you get kind of an answer, you know, and then there can be questions and answers from other people underneath of it, you know, so, which is kind of interesting because you see how they've applied that answer to their situation. Which is really...
And so how accurate has this been for you?
It's been... since I started doing it, it's been pretty accurate. I'd say, you know, 80 to 100%. I mean, for me, and I know... I'm sorry.
I was just laughing. I think that's wonderful. 80 to 100%, that's quite a record.
I know, that's what I thought. You know, so it really does resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, and might not be the right answer for everybody. I know some people use pendulums.
True.
I've been trying to use a pendulum, and I don't know if it's my mind or what, but that it's not working for me.
Well, we all have something. I guess what I should say is that we all have to find that thing that works for us, and it's all different.
Yeah, that's what I found. It's just like, you know, everybody's body is different. They respond to different medicines differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how I look at it.
So if want to try I Ching, they just do a search on Google, and some of these sites will come up, and they can do it themselves, too. It's a great idea.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been kind of a neat turning point. So,
mm-hmm.
And I've had some really good luck with some deep meditation, and so things are really turning around.
Have you meditated a lot in your life, or is this something new too that you're trying?
I started in like April or May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten to a really, really great level of, you just feel really good afterwards. You know, you feel like
the Spirit
of God.
So how long did it take you, Karen, to practice with meditation before you felt like you were making progress? Because I know it takes a while.
Well, for me, I was doing like violet flame before then, so I kind of used that thinking within me, and so it's always kind of, ever since then, it's come in very easily for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that opened your
mm-hmm.
panel, the violet flame, or what, but that really helped me.
A lot of people that use the violet flame find good results with it.
Yeah.
And we're getting up to the time when the when the show is over, so I just want to mention people, do a Google search on the violet flame, too, and you can come up with sites that describe how that works in case you're not familiar with it. But many people have found that to be successful, and the history of it is that Saint Germain brought that to Earth as a gift for people.
Mhm. Yeah, that was my understanding of it. Yeah.
Mhm.
Well, I was wondering, do you have anything in the Akashic record you might be able to access real quickly, or
we have to have a question? But I'll tell you right now. We have like 2 minutes before the show is over. But what you can do, Karen, is call me later. I'm coming on in a couple hours, in 3 hours. If you want to call back and ask a question, you can do that, and there'll be time then to search for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you for calling in and giving us your thoughts, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye, Karen. So before we go, give us the people your phone number one more time, and for those who wish to contact you privately, Charlene.
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time, 801. See, I did it right this time. Mountain Standard Time, 801. 944-9346.
Thank you. And
you're
for
welcome.
Me, if you're interested in for the new year, a new direction, we offer work with Lord Metatron, and you can find information about his how we work with Lord Metatron for healing of the soul, and that's www.metatronminutes.com. Charlene, it's always a pleasure having you come on board and working for people. We didn't have as many callers as we usually do, but of course, this is a quiet time during the holidays. But I'm sure we had a lot of people out there listening to your great wisdom.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm sure we do. But it's the day after New Year's. I think a lot of people are going, "Oh, hum, I'm so tired." A lot of people. I'm too. I just think everybody's going, "Oh, I'm tired. I need rest." And that's
then we have these great energies that have come in. Some really heavy energy.
Oh yes, that's the truth. Oh my.
Yeah, between yesterday and today, depending upon where you live. So.
Right.
everyone, we love you all. And Charlene and I will talk to you in 2 weeks, and I will talk to you in a couple hours. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.